Does a new satellite image out of North Korea mean that that country's promised Christmas gift to the U.S. is a missile launch, as suspected? Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea have stalled. Some analysts believe that North Korea's leader, furious about sanctions, sees President Trump as weakened by impeachment. And last night, Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton called out his former boss, telling Axios, "The idea that we are somehow exerting maximum pressure on North Korea is just unfortunately not true." Joel Witt is director of the 38 North Project, which offers analysis on North Korea. He's also a former State Department official. Joel, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And I want to get to John Bolton's comments, but first this picture. It comes from a military equipment factory near Pyongyang from an American company, Planet Labs. What does it show?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of, I think the picture doesn't show what a lot of media outlets are saying it shows. Mm. What the picture shows is the expansion of a factory that produces launchers for mobile missiles for North Korea. By mobile missiles, you know, you need to have a truck that drives them around. Right. So this produces those launchers. And it's expanded. So that means the North Koreans are producing these launchers, but it doesn't mean that they're going to launch a missile, you know, on Christmas Day or anytime soon.
So this doesn't, when I say it's adding to speculation, not on your part?
Not on my part, not on the part of anyone who's a careful analyst of satellite photography. It shows that North Korea is building missiles, building launchers, but it doesn't mean they're going to launch the missile right away.
Okay, but what do you think in general of the threat of a Christmas gift for the U.S.? What do you take?
Well, my take is that it's quite possible, but there's no evidence to suggest it's going to happen, except that the North Koreans have said something bad is going to happen by the end of the year.
Well, and you also couple that with John Bolton being critical of his former boss. Now, we should put this in a political context. He's also been making noise about how he knows things that might be important in the impeachment process, and yet he's not come forward to testify. Some people, you know, feel he's, you know, selling a book or maybe, you know, getting some kind of payback. Because we remember when the president met Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone, John Bolton was shut out of that visit. I think, you know, Tucker Carlson from Fox News went on that historic trip. Not John Bolton. He was seen as, you know, being pushed out of the Trump administration. How do you take his comments, very critical of President Trump's North Korea strategy?
Well, most people forget that John Bolton is a neoconservative. And as a neoconservative, he is responsible for having destroyed the 1994 denuclearization deal that basically stopped North Korea's nuclear program.
And we should say you worked on.
Yes, that I worked on. And then subsequently, the Bush administration and John Bolton and others basically backed out of the deal. And what's really funny is whenever you would meet with North Koreans after that, they would sort of sarcastically refer to John Bolton as the father of their nuclear weapons program because of what he had done. So John Bolton really does have an axe to grind here that goes not just towards President Trump, but even beyond that in his general foreign policy philosophy.
Well, and what do you think happens now? Because, you know, there has been this threat of a Christmas gift. The nuclear talks have gone nowhere. President Trump, when he met with Kim Jong-un in Singapore a year and a half ago, he said he knew for a fact that the Korean leader would go home and change his ways. And of course, you know, he hasn't. He said there would be denuclearization. There hasn't been. What happens?
Well, what happens now is not going to be good. In fact, the North Koreans have started to shift gears, and it's been very clear for a couple of months now that they are ramping up to do a lot of bad things. It could include an ICBM test. It could include nuclear tests. We just don't know, and it may unfold very quickly or very gradually into the next year.
And as you well know, North Korea wants the U.S. to lift its economic sanctions. The U.S. wants North Korea to halt its nuclear program. It doesn't feel as if there'll be any movement on either side of that equation.
Well, in this case, I have to say that the Trump administration has been sending signals to North Korea that it's willing to compromise on a lot of different issues. I think the problem is earlier than that, the North Koreans concluded that this was a waste of their time. And they've been on this trajectory for the past, I would say, 6 months, mm-hmm. or even more. Certainly since the Hanoi summit earlier this year, things have been going downhill.
Joel Witt, Senior Fellow at the Henry Stimson Center, Director of the 38 North Project. Joel, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.